If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Hello, and welcome to Those Forking Fangirls, where we talk all things nerdy book, TV, movie, pop culture, fandoms, and how they integrate into our adult lives. My name is Christine.
And I'm Natasha.
And today we're taking an interesting approach to the idea of like 10 people you'd want to like meet and have dinner with, but this is like 10 people we'd really love to meet in our lives right now and why. And we actually, I think, have 7 each, so like approximately 10. And we're taking it like semi-serious, but not actually. Like a lot of it's kind of lighthearted, so just don't get too caught up in the weeds about it. Like we're not taking this uber seriously. It's for shits and fun and giggles. But if it happened, it would be grand.
It would be.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun. It was fun to think about, like, wait, if I were actually to meet this person, how would that go down? Mm-hmm. And anyways, it was a fun little exercise. If you guys want to think about maybe the top 5 people that you'd want to meet and why, get your minds going.
Yeah, get them going, write them down, manifest that shit.
Exactly. This is a manifestation episode, but if you guys want to skip to our main discussion, you can always find the timestamp in the description. If not, we're going to go right into Snap, Crackle, Pop culture news.
Hells yes, we are. And to kick it off, we've got some Twilight Saga news that we missed last week. It dropped right after we recorded that.
Yes.
The entire Twilight Saga will be streaming on YouTube for free on a loop from September 7th to September 14th on the Twilight YouTube channel. Is that not insane?
I feel like when this episode comes out, is it going to be done? Is the loop going to be done? What's the day?
I feel like we won't. I don't know. Is it September 14th when this comes out?
No. Okay, you guys will have the weekend to watch Twilight on a loop.
Yeah, are you going to check it out on the Twilight YouTube channel? I saw Amy post about it on her stories, and she was like, too. They're fast-forwarding through the credits of Breaking Dawn Part 2. This is blasphemy.
I don't know. I mean, I think it would be fun to have Twilight on a loop. We did the vampire episode last week, and I was editing one of our like social media clips, and I like rewatched a bunch of the Twilight scenes, and I'm like, oh, But then I was like, I need to rewatch The Vampire Diaries. I need to watch True Blood and Twilight. But Twilight's a little easier to consume than the TV shows.
Yeah. I started rewatching True Blood. I'm on episode 2.
Oh, my God. okay. So, speaking of Twilight news.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson.
Rob what? What did he do?
Nothing. He hasn't really done anything. This is kind of like old news, but I'm just bringing it back. But he's in a movie called Die My Love with Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
And it's been earning rave reviews at TIFF, which is the Toronto Film Festival.
Yeah, the weird one, right? When they're like animals in the grass.
Yes, the animals. And it's receiving Oscar buzz.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the full trailer is out, but they don't have any U.S. debut date yet. They have a U.K. debut date like November 25th, okay. But no U.S. date.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I hope it's not like Mother. Do you remember Mother?
Dude, Do I remember Mother?
Mother was just like one big metaphor that never ended. It was like experimental filmmaking.
The guy who did that movie, he has another film that's out right now in theaters. And everyone's like, if you saw Mother and you liked it, maybe you watch this one. I don't. Mother fucked me up.
It didn't fuck me up. I was just like, I don't want to watch this really anymore.
Yeah.
It's not like bringing me joy or bringing me some sort of transcendent idea.
I don't think Die My Love is going to bring us joy at all. I think maybe a little bit to like watch them interact.
Meaning and feelings.
It's about like postpartum disorder, I think.
I know. So there could be, if their characters are strong, like an endearing storyline. But with
hopefully
Mother, it was
or they
more
don't kill
about being like a muse and
it's about the beginning of time.
No, but it was also like about art and like
yeah,
it had a lot of different things going on. But it was not about the characters.
No.
And that's what makes a film.
Yeah, I just hope that no one dies in this movie, even though the word dies in the title.
We'll see.
Oh, gosh.
It's giving, like, Daniel Radcliffe's choice of films, so he did, like, really weird films. Oh, You know what? Rob has always been doing weird films. What am I even saying?
Yeah. All right, what else?
All right. So, Lily Singh, Superwoman, she has a movie coming out that is like her child, and it's called Doing It, and it's like all about like a lot of stuff we talk about like being raised in such a religious environment that you have a really hard time like accepting your sexuality and like exploring it. And I'm just so excited for her. Tickets are on sale now, and it's coming out September 19th, so very soon. I want to see it.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so is she starring in it or is she directing it?
Yeah, she's starring in it.
Okay.
And I think she wrote it too.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's really, really cool. Love to support our YouTube girlies that are killing it in the IRL world.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Mainstream entertainment. So I'm really excited to hopefully see it or rent it because I never get to the movies because of my dog.
No, I have AMC A-List. I have not used it a lot in August, so I will be using it in September.
Noise.
Okay, guys, there was a headline that dropped and it like gave me a heart attack. It was just a picture of Jonathan Bailey.
Doing
what? And then it goes, Jonathan Bailey is taking a break from acting.
Why?
Yeah. So then I was like, wait, why are you taking a break from acting? Like, your career is just like, this is everything you've ever wanted.
Well, it's been like kind of exploding for a good chunk of years.
Yes, that's true. But he says he's going to be taking the next year to focus on his charity Shameless Fund, which is a nonprofit LGBTQIA support group through the creative arts. So he's like worried. He's like doing staffing and things like that, making sure all the processes are where they need to be. So he said like in the next, he said the end of the year. So I'm wondering if it's like just the rest of this year, but we probably aren't, you know how like movies happen and you don't really see him. So maybe we'll see the shift. I remember when Jennifer Lawrence did this and then she just continued to take the break because of COVID. So it was like 5 years. Mm-hmm. And she had a child. So it was like 5 years before we saw her again.
Yeah. I mean, but maybe for his mental health and doing the charity work is probably really fulfilling and
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, we've seen a lot of him and I'm sure he's recorded some stuff we haven't seen yet still.
I'm sure. So. Yeah. Well, he's in Bridgerton season 4.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right. This was a big headline that dropped. According to a Deadline article, The White Lotus season 4 is going to be set in France.
France.
So that's exciting. I like that.
I do too, because it's been, what was it? Well, we had Italy, we had Hawaii? No.
I think it was Hawaii the first season. Hawaii, Italy, Sicily, I think it was in,
and
then
Thailand,
and then France. France feels fun. It feels like it's a really judgy vibe, which is fun for the White Lotus.
I wonder if it's like the south of France.
Yeah, probably. That's what I would think. What if it's like in Paris? No, it's got to be outside the mainstream city.
It's got to be near a body of water. Okay, so James Gunn announced that there is going to be a Superman sequel called Man of Tomorrow, and it's already set for July 9th, 2027.
With Cornsweat?
Yes, nice. With David Cornsweat. So this is actually one of the fastest announced superhero sequels in a while. We haven't really, literally like a month after it came out, they're like, okay, we're doing another one. And then they already have a set date. Usually it takes like years, you know, because Marvel has to like plan everything out. So this is kind of fun that we're just kind of moving into the next one.
Yeah, no, that's really exciting. And wait, is Lois Lane going to be in it too?
I'm sure.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved them together, so I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm excited about a Superman film. Took James Gunn. All right. So this is really exciting. Stranger Things, every episode of season 5 is going to be like 2 hours and 30 minutes, according to this thing that Amy posted that I sent to Natasha, all excited.
And I just confirmed that, yes, it's true.
Natasha thought it wasn't real. And I was like, I don't know. Amy posted it.
So this is really exciting. The first 4 episodes are like literally 2 hours and 30 minutes long, are going to be debuting on Thanksgiving.
Those are like long movies.
Really long.
Long movies. And this, how many? The first 4, you said?
The first 4.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So the first 4 are debuting on Thanksgiving. And that is, 2, 4, 6, 8. That's 8 hours.
How much?
9 hours.
That's crazy.
The next 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait, what? No. The next 3, episode 5 through 7, on Christmas Day.
Crazy. And how long are those?
2 hours 15 minutes, 2 hours 30, 2 hours 40.
This is insane. We're just getting like 50 Stranger Things movies.
That's 7.5 hours. Holy on Christmas Day.
Fuck.
And then the last episode on New Year's Eve.
It's just one
3
more.
Hours.
Holy fuck. Wow.
Oh my God.
Those brothers really spent a lot of time writing. Jesus Christ.
Holy moly.
No wonder it took so many years.
When did it last? I can't even remember when it last premiered. 2021?
2022. I want to say 2022. Running up that hill. Yeah, it was, because
3 years.
I remember doing that TikTok right after Christina's wedding. So I think it was 2022.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. And that's when we went to Comic-Con again for the first time, and we saw the Vecna. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And I danced around it. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. We thought that they were giving us one episode every volume. Like, this is a lot. I'm so excited. They really wanted us to have all of it, all of the content.
It's like 2 seasons in 1, because that's like an 8-hour chunk, another 8-hour chunk, and then a 3-hour chunk.
They were like, let's make 8 movies. 9 movies?
How?
That's crazy. I wonder, I don't know if they're bringing in like, I don't know if they're doing, maybe because all our characters are older, like they're not in the same place, so we got to do like episodes about everybody.
I think there's a time jump. Someone said that there's a time jump.
I said that there was a time jump.
Oh.
But like that they were in college, but maybe they're all over the place. Maybe it'll be like Losty, like we'll get episodes about certain people to catch us up. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, but I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Casting news. Sophie Turner was cast as Lara Croft Tomb Raider. Didn't know this show was happening.
So Sophie Turner is from Game of Thrones, if anybody doesn't know. She's Sansa Stark.
Yes.
Redhead.
And Lara Croft Tomb Raider was the movies that...
With Angelina Jolie.
did back in the day, which Alex and I were obsessed with.
Oh.
Oh, no. We were obsessed with.
I tried to watch it once and I turned it off.
No way. Okay, maybe if you were a child like us.
Yeah, I didn't even watch it until I was tried to watch it until I was an adult.
No, I loved those movies. And she's co-starring with Phoebe Waller-Bridge in the series.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a comedy.
Well, because they always have like two, like she's like the straight man, like action star, but then they always have her little sidekicks that are funny.
Yeah, but do you know how Killing Eve was funny? It mm-hmm. might be like that, like dark
oh, yeah,
comedy
yeah.
sort of mm-hmm. a thing. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But excited to see Phoebe Waller-Bridge in something. It's been a while. She's taking a break. Like,
I know.
I haven't seen her in a hot second.
Well, I saw her in Indiana Jones, but that was like 2023.
Yeah, and she filmed that before, so... Mm-hmm. It's been a while. All right. I've got some news. Not news. You guys have heard me talk about this. But if you haven't heard me talk about this, I'm going to be at Toledo Romance Con. It's a one-day free romance con that's being thrown by the Toledo Library. Christina Lauren is headlining. I'm going to be there doing a panel and having a table. And I'm going to have Arcs of Tefafa. So if you come, you can get an ARC. I'm happy to sign any books. I think they also have a bookseller there that will be selling my other books if you're interested in all the authors that are theirs' books, if you don't have them yet. And yeah, it's going to be a fun time. I am getting nervous because I have to order all the shit for it and find a way to get it there on time.
Oh, God. When is it? In end of October?
It's November 8th.
November. Okay.
Yeah. And I have to coordinate flights with my mother. So we got to get on it because it's coming now. It's coming up. And if you don't know, I have a new book called 30 Flirty and Forever Alone out January 1st, 2026 now. It was pushed from 11/11. Which would be crazy now because we'd be getting so close. We have an extra like month and a half before it comes out now. And I'm so excited. This book is my adult rom-com debut, and I had the absolute best time writing it. It's so fun. When I was writing it, it was giving the vibes that I was getting when I was writing Again But Better the first time. Like I just had... It just flowed out of me because the protagonist was 29 going on 30, and that's so much closer to my age. And I felt the same way when I was writing Again But Better because I was 25 and the protagonist was 20, and I had just like processed and gone through that age. So super fun. It's about a girlie who wanted to find her person by the time she was 30, and she has two weddings back to back on the weekend of her 30th birthday, and she checks the plus one box on the invitation, and then she goes really hard on the dating apps for 6 months. 6 months. And comes up empty handed, and she is livid about it. And we start from there, and she meets somebody at the wedding, and we'll see how it goes. And there's a drop of magic, so it's got a lot of whimsy in there as well. It's a fun time, y'all.
It's so good.
Thanks. Anyway, the link to pre-order is in the description. And pre-orders are super, uber helpful for authors. So I would love it if you took a second to do that. And I've got three other books, and they also exist in the world. I'm an author. Links in the show notes. Thank you guys for supporting my author career. I really appreciate it. All right.
I have my sewing classes. If you guys want to take those, the first one, which I filmed back in June, is up on the site. If you're a beginner and you've never sewed before, you've never even opened up your sewing machine, that is a class for you. We learn how to thread the machine and we make a drawstring skirt. So that is immediately available. We have my next sewing class, which is the sewing class for beginners, but for 102, we're going to make a top that's on September. You know what? We're probably going to have to change that date because not a lot of people have bought that one, so I'm not going to say the date yet. And then we have the corsetry class. The corsetry class is at the end of the month. If you want to learn my tips and tricks on how to make corsets for yourself.
Nice.
All on my website, natashapolis.com.
Very exciting. All right. And the last thing I have on the news today is Hilary Duff is returning to music? Question mark. She just signed a new record deal with Atlantic Records, which is kind of huge because Hilary Duff used to be like putting out music all the time back in the day, and she's taking a big break. And I don't know, I'm excited. She had a lot of hits. I don't know if you guys remember Fly and Why Not and Clean and Metamorphosis and Math, if you can't do the math, and like wake up on a Saturday.
Oh my God.
It's clear that I was a
let the rain fall down
and wipe my tears. Let it wash away. Oh my God. What about So yesterday. I'm just a girl and already run away.
You know who's heard the music?
Who?
Kayla?
Yeah. No!
Our
friend Kayla does Taylor Swift's... I mean, not Taylor Swift's, Hilary Duff's hair. I can't believe it's just Taylor Swift.
Yeah. My friend Kayla does Hilary's hair. And so I've known about this for a while now, I think. Because she played the whole album for her already.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, exciting!
Very exciting. All right. I think we're going to move on into what right now...
Mm-hmm.
What have you been reading, Natasha?
I started Divine Rivals. I haven't gotten very far.
Okay.
But I like it. Alex got me the Spotify audiobooks.
Yay!
So finally, I get my 15 hours of listening time. And I've decided to listen to Divine Rivals because Christine... did the Q&A for Rebecca Ross.
I moderated for Rebecca Ross this past weekend. It was so fun. And I read almost three books this week. I read Divine Rivals, which was so good. I fell in love with Roman and Iris. And if you're You've Got Mail girly, like, this is your vibe. You're going to really enjoy Divine Rivals because that's the trope we've got going on, and I fucking love that trope. They write letters to each other across these magical typewriters, and at first she doesn't realize that her letters are going to him. And they live in like a fantasy world that's kind of grounded in our world, but there are gods that are also present, and there's magic that exists. But she has this typewriter. She works for a newspaper, and she will write letters to her brother who has gone away to war, because the war is literally because these two gods are fighting and they make the mortals fight for them. They will draft them into the war. And her brother goes to fight for the better half, the goddess that is just trying to... that kind of started out as the victim of the situation between the gods. That's a long story. Anyway, she's writing letters to him. And then her nemesis at work is getting the letters. And at first he's like, what are these? And then he writes back to the person on his typewriter. And he's like, your letters are not going to your brother. This is not him. And she ends up like kind of just spilling her heart to this person that she thinks is a stranger, but she signed it with her name, so he knows it's her. So it's very like Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. But like in this world where we don't have the same type of technology, like there's no phones and stuff, so like letters are how people communicate, and they use typewriters, not computers. And it's really, really good, and I loved their romance so much. Anyway, and then I read Ruthless Vows, which is the second half of the duology. And I was really scared to finish Divine Rivals because I was like, why is the next one called Ruthless Vows? And I was just scared that like there's going to be like they were separated at the beginning of the second one. But good news, they're not separated for long, because you know that's going to happen. I knew it was going to happen because that's just what happens with duologies, but like, don't be scared. It's good. It's great. And then Wild Reverence is her new book. And that one takes place in the same world, but 600 years earlier. And so when you read Divine Rivals, you'll find out really quickly that there's only two gods left alive, like their dying breed. And in Wild Reverence, there are tons of gods. Like, there's gods that live in the sky and gods that live like in the underworld. And so in those 600 years, they are all fucking killed off. So anyway, Wild Reverence, we follow this goddess who is named Matilda, and she's like a low-level goddess. She's the herald, so she delivers messages, and she ends up falling in love with a mortal, which is like, you don't fall in love with mortals. That fuckery, like, they die. Like, you know, gods kind of look at mortals as their playthings, if you've ever, you know, delved into any mythology. And so it's very frowned upon, but she starts just appearing in his dreams, and they start like falling in love before they even met. And then there's a time jump and they meet in person when they're both adults.
Oh.
So, yeah, fun times, guys. And her writing is so beautiful and lyrical in different ways. And like, just.
It's really so pretty.
It's so graceful. Mm-hmm. But it's not missing like the heart of the characters that sometimes you get with really graceful writing, like where it's just very vibes. It's everything. You get the full package. Mm-hmm. Really great characters, beautiful fucking writing, and like the metaphors are so, like, they're so in tune with this world. Like, I would never think, she's like, I was anxious like a piece of gold that had been hammered too thin and held over a fire. And I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
And like, she felt weak, like a page that had started to, invulnerable, like a page that had started to rip. Like, I just want to write all of them down because they're so beautiful and so uniquely in tune with her world and like the lack of technology and all of this stuff. And just some things that I'm like, I would never, I don't, yeah, how did you get into this mindset?
She herself is a very elegant woman.
Yes, she is. She's her hair is so beautiful.
Good God. I was like, please let me do your hair.
Yes. But she was also so funny and like easy to talk to. So it's great. Mm-hmm. Metal says, oh my God, the millennials are winning if Hillary is coming back. I know. Sorry if I missed your comment from earlier. Anyway, I'm almost done with Wild Reverence. I think I just passed the 60% mark. Shit has gotten really real. It's a big book. All right, TV, what have you been watching this week?
I started the second season of My Life with the Walter Boys. And if you guys didn't know, this is on Netflix. And it was, I think it was on Wattpad back in the day. I read the book. And to me, this show is giving like budget The Summer I Turned Pretty. Like, that's what runs through my mind. It's definitely like Netflix's version of like trying to compete with The Summer I Turned Pretty. Mm-hmm. But it's still really fun. And I love a good, like, you know, high school angsty. Em said Timu The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I love a good like high school little drama. I just learned, someone investigated this, but the main actress in the show is also a producer on the show, and we all thought that she was 22 years old.
Oh, but she's 32.
She's 31 years old.
Yeah.
Or 33, I think, something like that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh my God.
So why did you think she was 22?
Because that's what everyone thought she was. She was 22 years old when the first season came out. But
Was it written? You know what I mean? Did she say it?
On Google, she was 22 years old. She hid her age publicly.
But like, why did people originally think that? Like, where did Google get it? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
But apparently that's what everyone thought. So I don't know.
It's always scary when that happens. Like, there was a person in my life that told me they were 13 years younger than they were. And then I found out that they were older because I had to help them out with something and I saw their birthday and I was just like so confused as to why they would lie. Because it made so many things make sense because I was so confused about the timeline of their life when they would tell me stories about things. Because 10 years is a long time.
13 years
is a huge amount of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. My only concern was that, like, I feel like the first love interest, like the second oldest boy, he's really young. So I was just kind of like, whoa.
How young?
I don't know. He looks like a child, though. Like, he's 18 years old.
Yeah. Well, you know that happens with women all the time. The women are, like, 18 and the men are, like, 32.
Okay. He was born in 1999, so I think...
Oh, he's 26.
He's fine. Tia's age.
He's fine. All right. You know what I realized after I posted? I posted a Q&A on my YouTube. That was kind of actually some news. I posted a video. And it's actually wild. I think 1999 was the peak age for people watching me. So,
like when they were born?
Yeah. The year. Because everyone's like, oh my God, I'm 26. And I was talking, on one of my like first dates, I was talking about how I feel like I know a lot of people from 99. I feel like I'm like really in tune with that year. Like, and my brother was born in 99 and like I have friends that are born in 99 and I meet people.
Tay and Chloe.
Yeah. And I meet people that I click with and they're born in 99. And I'm just like, I have a kinship with people born in 1999. But yeah, so I just thought it was really interesting. And it's a cool year. The year 1999 is cool to say you were born in.
Yeah. right before 2000.
Right before the turn of the century. All right. So when I tried to watch Life with Walter Boys, I put it on when I was really tired one day and I just fell asleep 10 minutes in. So I didn't really see much of it. And then I woke up and the two episodes had passed.
I hate when that happens.
I know, and I was like, oh no. but I've been watching Survivor Australia versus the World. It is so fucking good. If you can find any way to watch it, I would. If you're a Survivor fan, it is worth the watch. It is one of the best seasons of all time. The finale aired this past Sunday, and I went to a Survivor watch party. I'm going to talk about it more on Tea Time. But it was the coolest experience. And if you are a Survivor fan, you know Parvati was on this season, Suri was on this season, and Tony was on this season. And the best players from all over the world were also on this season. And it was so fucking good. So highly, highly recommend finding a way. Like, I was finding links on YouTube, but the thing is, like, they would get taken down within a week. So you had to stay on top of it. But there are other ways, especially if you're from Australia, but like if you know things, you can find links. All right. Movies. Did you watch anything?
We saw Downton Abbey.
Have we really not talked about seeing Downton Abbey?
No.
Oh my God. We saw Downton Abbey, the grand finale. It was really sweet.
It was really sweet.
If you're a Downton fan, you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
What?
Just you and I at the end of that movie.
Oh yeah,
we were not okay.
I was just like in tears. People were like,
I had one of those like,
yeah. I was already crying in the last like 5 minutes. Like,
oh God,
we're a gut punch, and we were just like, so, yeah. I did not bring tissues to that movie.
No, and the lights went on in the
we looked at each other and we're like, and then we did recording after they were recording reactions because it was an early screening and for promotional purposes. And I was like, they were like, you guys should talk in front of the camera. And I was like, how's my makeup? I didn't realize my whole hair, I had a headscarf on. The whole thing was like loose and falling off.
It
looks stupid.
Yeah, and now they're using that as an ad.
Yeah.
We're the first ones.
The start of the ad. We're like, we saw Downton Abbey, the grand finale. And also, if you look at the ad, like when they show the audience, they're showing someone else. But if you look in the background, me and Natasha both have our phones just blocking our faces right behind them.
What
What a time.
Oh, boy. Okay, what movies have you been watching, Christine?
Well, I watched the Thursday Murder Club. It was cute. It's giving me the
what
same
is that?
Vibe. It's with, like, all these big actors, like Pierce Brosnan's
in it.
It's on Netflix, yeah. And I had seen the book around. Like, I had debated reading the audiobook a couple times because I saw it was on Spotify. But it was really cute. It gives the same vibe as It gives the same vibe as Only Murders in the Building. A little less funny, but it was cute. And then I watched The Map That Leads to You with the guy from Riverdale. Riverside. The guy from Riverdale looks so different, KJ Apa.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I love a love story that takes place like during a trip to Europe. Mm-hmm. But it was
very niche.
Definitely like not like rom-com because
it wasn't a rom-com.
I mean, it had com elements, but it was a rom-com drama. Like it was more of a drom-rom.
Oh, okay.
Like there's some drama going on. But I liked the themes and I really enjoyed, like, they had great chemistry together, but there was definitely some drama and I was like, oh, is this not going to have a happy ending? I don't know. Like that was mm-hmm. when I was watching it. Jurassic Park Rebirth. I also watched, which was fun. It gave like Jaws meets like a Jurassic Park movie in 2025, you know, like it was kind of mm-hmm. silly. But I enjoyed myself. I had a good time.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you something.
Was it about Jurassic Park?
No.
The map that leads to you?
Oh! What is this? What's the main guy's name again?
KJ Apa.
Yeah. Okay. Have you been seeing on TikTok that he's like dressed? He's like has this entire persona on TikTok where he's wearing this black wig that's like blunt cut with bangs and he's got like a full like set of different teeth in. And people are like, this guy looks so much like KJ Apa. And he
is KJ Apa?
He is. But it's like, you don't know it is because he definitely looks different. Because he's got the different teeth. Yeah. It's Mr. Liv says, oh my God, I am deep in the Mr. Fantasy lore. And he's like going around all these like LA and different cities and these little like weird skits that he's doing. But I don't care. I mean, it's funny. I love that people are still like, wait, is this actually KJ Apa? Yes.
It's crazy how much better he looks without that red hair. Like that flaming red hair really like threw me for a loop in the show.
Well, he had to dye his hair the whole time, but yeah. He doesn't look good as this Mr. Fantasy guy either,
you know. He looks good with his like scruffy dark hair in this movie. Like he looks like a different person to me. The red hair also always looked fake on him because his complexion didn't match. Like it just looked weird. Yeah.
They just did it for the show, but
Anyway, all right. I think that's going to wrap up our beginning segments here. We are going to move on into our main discussion, but first we're going to take a second to thank everybody out here listening. Thank you so much for being a part of our podcast, fam. We really, really appreciate you. And if you're not already, we'd love it if you follow the podcast in your favorite listening app for free. Mm-hmm. You just have to click the follow button and then you'll never miss a show. Really helps us out because it delivers it to everybody. And on YouTube, where we also have the show every single week, we have a visual version. If you'd rather watch than listen, hello. YouTube.com/@thosefuckingfangirls. You can hit the subscribe button there for free too. People get scared when they hear the subscribe like word nowadays because everything's a fucking paid subscription. But this is not... YouTube is the OG. Please subscribe for free. It's free. Just click the button. It just means you're following the show. And also, we have a Patreon. So this is the reason why we can do the show. We have a Patreon. This show is supported by viewers and listeners like you. And we are so thankful for y'all. We love our Patreon community. And we've got really fun perks over there. At the first level, Team Jacob, you get the show ad-free. You get to come to our recordings and be a part of the chat. And you get Fangirl Tea Time, which is a half an hour extra show that is attached to every single episode once you join the Patreon. And we talk about story times from stuff going on in our lives and deeper areas of the topic that we discussed in the show sometimes. It's really, really fun. We'd love to have you over there. The link to join is patreon.com/thoseworkingfangirls, and it's also in the show notes. And like when you join, you get all of the episodes from 120 on the bottom tier. But if you want the full archive, we have our top tier, Team Polis Bananas. And if you become a Team Polis Bananas member, you have access to all of the 134 episodes with Fangirl Tea Time attached. So a lot of fun shit over there. All right. Now, if you're a patron, we're moving right on in. If not, we will be back with our main discussion right after these messages.
Seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD Brand Weather Stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And we're back. All right, everybody. So we're trying to do this exercise where we like manifest fun things happening in our lives. And again, it's like we're not taking this very seriously. It's like a fun exercise. But we both put down 7 people that we would love to meet in our real lives, like right now, like in this point in our lives. And I think it's also it's an interesting kind of just snapshot of like where you are in your life, like who you want to meet right now, you know, and why. So do you want to start us off with one of your people?
Yes. Okay. So,
and people in the chat, people are here. Yeah. Hit us with yours throughout.
Yeah, please. During my graduation party, I was like, who would be the 2 actors that I would want to either do their hair, makeup for, or groom? That's a male groomer. That's like the correct term.
It sounds like the wrong word this part of the of life.
But I know it's called like oh, who's your groomer?
Ooh, I don't like it.
I know.
This day and age, it needs to be changed.
So I've being someone's hair and makeup like artist, you are with them for a long period of time, up close and personal, to their face, touching them, all of that. Like, ideally, I would love to do this. I would love for someone, like an actress, celebrity, maybe one of my friends one day if they get really famous, but like, they pay you a salary and then you work for them. And I just find that like so fun because then you get to know them. Mm-hmm. You get to be friends with them. There's so many like hair and makeup artists.
You become like in tune with their style and how you can help them make it better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just like a really cool relationship that you get to build and help someone along in their career. And so there's certain people that I would love to do this for, but there's someone whom I would adore adore to be on her team, and that's Nicola Coughlan. Mm-hmm. And she plays Penelope in Bridgerton and many other things, but I just love her energy. I love her personality, and I would love to be like her personal hair and makeup artist. So if we were to meet, this is hard though. It's like I've met her once, but we were on a carpet. So like, are we building like scenarios on how we would meet them? Or
yeah, I mean, like, you probably want to like go to lunch, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Go to lunch, talk about everything, and like maybe it's like an interview type of process where we like get to know each other. But yeah, I mean, I feel like she would be so fun to work for. Yeah, and like such a,
she seems so sweet.
A sweet person. Yeah, there's a lot of people that like I'm like, oh, I'd never do that for, but she's definitely the number one.
Cool.
What's about you?
Well, I think everyone knows probably that the first person on my list is Taylor Swift. And I would love to meet Taylor Swift in absolutely any capacity, but for the purposes of this exercise, I was like, I would love to be like, Taylor Swift, this is a book that I feel like captures, I don't know, some of the themes of like the things that she puts out in the world with her music, like Fearless. And I'd be like, this is a game of better. She's a huge fan of Taylor Swift. And we should work together. Like, you should direct it and make the music and star in it if you want to. You can play 20. Let's make this together. That would be dreams. Or if Taylor Swift just like happened to read Again But Better and was like, I want to make this. I want to make my version of this. And I'd be like, do whatever please. You want. Do whatever you want. Just let me come watch.
That's such a like a dream. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's like the dream. But like, if Taylor Swift in any capacity was like, do you want to come brush my hair on tour? I would be like, yes.
I'll be your hair brusher.
I will be your official brusher. I will just come around your with your brush. Brusher? Your official brusher. If Taylor Swift wanted someone to like file her clothes in her closet, I would be like, yes, I will do that. I will upload them and make the albums on your phone.
Well, I also have Taylor Swift on my list as well. Obviously would love to meet her in any capacity. Mm-hmm. And just be in her presence.
Yes. I know, like, let me do your captions for your posts.
Oh my God, but wouldn't it be so cool if I made her wedding dress?
Would be crazy. You'd have such an unlimited budget too. So you get all the helpers to help you do it.
And it's like, that would be the most incredible opportunity to like just jumpstart a business, because then you're the one who made Taylor Swift's wedding dress. Like, yeah, that's
literally anything with her.
Literally. Like,
that lady who made that jacket for her.
Oh, yeah. Or the woman who made the freaking engagement ring. Like, oh my God, pop off, sis.
Yeah.
God, I can't even imagine. Like, I would really have to collect myself. That's for damn sure. But like sitting down, designing it, like giving my ideas. But then, you know what? I would have to really prepare for people like hating it too, because it would be torn apart.
Scrutinized in lots of ways. I mean, anything, like any collaboration is going to be blown up to the point where people will hate it and people will love it, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah,
for Taylor Swift,
because I would be the designer who made her dress.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing is, that level of fame just comes with both ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. But like, if we're being honest, when we first met Taylor Swift for lunch, I don't know how it would go. Like, would I melt away into the ether?
I feel like she is very disarming in terms of like she's so normal.
Yeah.
When that's what everyone says, like if you just get her in a room, she's just like a normal person. But like I've been in it's like a parasocial relationship. It is a parasocial relationship.
Yeah, of course.
And
I mean, we have lots of experience with parasocial relationships, but it's just different. All right. Who's next on your list?
I just went, so you go.
Oh, okay. Next on my list is Boston Rob. I don't even like know what the goal is for Boston Rob. I just want to meet him so bad. I just want to be like, hey, Boston Rob, what's up in the club? And like, just be friends. I just want to talk to him and be like, you're so cool. It's been so fun following your career. you know what would be goals? If we worked together on like a different show, like he did with that young kid, Aaron, on Deal or No Deal Island, just like it would be goals to be his number one on a show that wasn't Survivor. Mm-hmm. And even though you know that Boston Rob might turn on you, if you're Boston Rob's number one nowadays in a show and you're like friends, he doesn't have many number ones because everybody knows he's a big threat. So if you get to be that number one, there's chances are he's going to keep you around till the end. So
is he married?
Yeah, he's married. He has 4 kids.
Oh, wow.
4 girls. They're beautiful.
Is he married to the one?
He's married to Amber. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. And then I'd get to meet Amber too and all the girlies. Oh, and then, yeah, I would love to be the girlies like go-to book guru where I'm like, let me help you find stuff to read. It's what I do best. Yeah.
It's what I do best.
Mm-hmm. I can be their go-to nanny book guru.
Is he funny?
Yeah, he's funny.
I need to watch his season so I get to know him better.
You have to watch season 8 All-Stars.
That's no, I need to watch the season where he falls in love with Amber. Is that 8?
That's season 8.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought it was his first season.
No watching the first season he was in.
Why?
It's not worth it. It wasn't good.
Oh.
Season 4, Marquesas.
Okay. Also, Lena said that she would love to meet Saoirse Ronan.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
Love Saoirse.
Yeah.
Also down to earth girly. I really want to meet Pedro Pascal.
Ooh, okay. Cool.
Literally, I just want to meet him. I want to have dinner with him. I want to laugh. I want him to tell me stories. I want to have inside jokes with Pedro Pascal. I want to be a safe place for Pedro Pascal. I want to cuddle with Pedro Pascal. Not in like a... I don't see... I think Pedro's hot. I think he's hot. But I love his relationships with women. And I know he's like a safe place for many women. And I just want to be friends with him. And I think he would be a great friend. And would be so fun just to like call up and be like, hey, what are you doing?
M says, I want Stanley Tucci to make me dinner. That's a good one.
Ooh, that is a good one. I
would love to be at that dinner as well.
Oh my God. Wait, I want Taylor Swift to make me sourdough bread.
I don't mind. She doesn't have to cook for me.
Or maybe I teach Taylor to sew. Sorry, no, we've already gone past this.
I want to live in Taylor's closet. Not in a creepy way, just like a normal living in her closet way.
Yeah, but Pedro, oh my gosh, I would just love to laugh with him. He's like the best. I love him so much. Mm-hmm. Okay, next.
All right, next on my list is Phoebe Waller-Bridge. We just talked about Waller-Bridge. I don't know why I said Walter. Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who made Fleabag. I want to collaborate with her on an Attached at the Hip show adaptation.
Yes. Wait, I love this.
That would be so fun. And I obviously would be open to any of her ideas to make the romance more like this can never happen, but it's happening sort of a thing, like raise the stakes. And she could play Jamie, just like an older Jamie. And it would be so fun. And yeah, the show would be great. We could break the fourth wall. We could do anything she wants. I just would love to collaborate with her creatively. I fucking love Fleabag so, so much. And I love, obviously, Killing Eve so much. Like, I love all her work. And, like, it has such a crazy edge that I really vibe with.
No, she's amazing. And just, God, so funny.
Yep. And she seems really cool, too.
And tall.
Doesn't matter to me, but that's cool.
All right. So I was like... Now, you all know I love Henry Cavill, but
You don't want to meet him. He's too scary.
He's a little too scary. He's a little too intimidating. Mm-hmm. He also has a partner and a child now. Mm-hmm. So my romantic idea...
Coming up with romantic interests for this exercise was hard because I'm like, everyone's married or engaged or girlfriended. And I don't want to intrude on that. I'm like, who the fuck is single?
There are rare, rare celebrities out there that are bachelors. And I had to go through a list and then I had to double, triple check. Okay. So I don't know. I have two for like a romantic interest. One is Andrew Garfield because I think he's dating someone though. Like, I think it's new. Like, he's dating someone new. But Andrew and I are both in the Dead Parents Club. So we have that in common.
Okay.
Two, I think he's funny. Two, I think he's very sentimental and like likes to get to the deep root of things. And I love that. I love like digging deep. So we would meet. We would go to dinner and just talk about life. And see if anything sparks. Mm. But he's also good at like the jokey joke back and back, which I'm not banter. I'm not good at banter.
he's an interesting guy. He seems like a nice person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then my other love interest would be Winston Duke, who plays M'Baku in Black Panther. I've always thought this man was beautiful and I just want to meet him.
Is that the big man?
Yes.
Nice. Pauline says I would love to talk to Ryan Coogler about him directing his movies, but especially Sinners. Yeah.
That's ooh. Cool.
All right. Next on my list is Milo Ventimiglia. And I think Milo has a spouse, a significant other.
No, I looked this up. He's single.
I literally looked this up like a few months ago and saw that he had a spouse. Yeah, partner. Gerard Mariano. Oh my God. He's 48 years old. When did that happen? Anyway, but I want to meet Viola Ventimiglia and we're going to go to lunch and I'm going to convince him that Gilmore Girls deserves another sequel series and that he has to come back one more time as Jess so we can see them get their happily ever after because they belong together.
Mm-hmm.
And that will kill two birds with one stone. I'll have met Milo. I could tell him how much Peter Petrelli meant to me. And I could get the closure for Gilmore Girls. Jess and Rory need to be together. They need to have a happy ever after. Like, their story was Endgame. Excuse me. They are Endgame. And I need to see it with my eyes.
Oh, yeah. No. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, Summer I Turned Pretty is, I think, our generation's Gilmore Girls. Not in, like, the sense of, like, cozy. It is cozy in the sense of, like, a summer.
Yeah, it has its cozy vibes.
Yes. And I was like, well, we're going to get, hopefully, we're going to get a satisfying ending to that. But we never freaking got a satisfying ending to Gilmore Girls.
I mean, the second ending, yeah. I just want everyone to have their tied up with a bow happy ever after.
Yeah.
And how can you not include Jess?
Mm-hmm. Twas meant to be.
Like, Jess was such a great character that didn't get a full arc on the show. Like, we saw the pieces that he had gotten to the end of an arc, but, like, we need to find love with him and Rory now. Mm-hmm. He loved her, and he didn't know how to love her, and now he does. All right, who's next for you?
Okay. Who is next would be Amelia Clark.
Ooh, she seems so sweet.
Okay, exactly. She is like the, I was starting to think of like, who do I love watching in interviews? And like, it's just, she is just so vivacious. And, she's just like the sweetest, cutest little like ball of fun. Mm-hmm. And I would love to like go to Disneyland with her or something and just like spend a whole day just like in a joy filled ball with mm-hmm. her, because I just feel like she's the sweetest person to ever exist. Nice. And, ask her all about Game of Thrones, ask her thoughts on the ending and, but I feel like I would love to be friends with her in that sense. But if we just have our Disneyland date, then that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be fun. Mm-hmm. Metal said, I want to meet both Rachel Bloom and Weird Al together, and I'd have a front row seat to them writing the funniest song in existence. That's fantastic.
Great. Oh my gosh, ideas. That's a wonderful idea.
Oh my god, you know what? I wanted to just really quickly add somebody to my list because I'm going to say her right now. I want to meet Britney Spears and talk to her. Like, I want to have a real chat and just see what the fuck's going on. You know what I mean? Like, because we get such a weird, skewed view of her through her Instagram posts. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know what really happened and what's going on with her and like how she's doing and like how I can help. Like, I just like I have all this care for her, and I worry whenever she posts, and I just want to be a friend. I feel like that woman needs some real friends in her life. Mm-hmm. Helping her figure out like who she is now. Mm-hmm. After all of this. So, yeah, I would love to meet her.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I would also love to meet Shonda Rhimes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. But for the main purpose to ask her to put me into Bridgerton.
That's a waste of meeting Shonda. Asked to do the dresses.
Oh, well, that too. But, like, here's the thing. I love pure drama so much. She's going to give
you, like, a cameo and you'll be done.
I just want to work on... Fine, I work on the set and then I also want to be in the show. But, like, I love period dramas so much. I love her period dramas because they are diverse. And if I can't have my own historical Regency romance, then I want to play in one, and I get to wear the pretty dresses, the people get to do my hair and makeup, I can use a regular normal modern bathroom, there's air conditioning, I get to be in like the houses and the castles that they use. No, I'm not even gonna ask. I'm just gonna be like, write me a season.
That's not how this works though. If you meet her, you can't do that.
Okay, fine, I will come to her with my, I don't know, do I do the right dresses or do I...
I'm going to shackle you to the desk.
Do I come with my portfolio of, like, dress work? Or do I come with hair and makeup?
You have to have a long con plan to get on the show. Because if you just ask, she'll do a cameo. But you want to be in the show. So, long con plan. Do hair and makeup or dresses. Get to know everyone.
Then, I feel like the hair and makeup, like if I was in the wigs department, oh my god, that would be so much fun.
Or wigs. Then ease your way into like, I could play this character. long con.
God. I would just love to have a cameo role, though. Bridgerton. That's like one of my biggest dreams. I don't think I've ever like talked about, as I just want to be like in a period drama and just be around it.
So you want to like walk by in front of the carriage before Nicola walks out of it? Like,
yes. I don't care. I just want to be in where in the room where it happened.
Ooh, I would like to meet Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh yeah.
And like have lunch and talk about things and just like I just want to like talk to that man. He seems so fun and smart. And see what he's working on. Be like, hey, do you want to write a song for our podcast?
Oh my God! Yes.
Can you do the opening of those Forking Fingers?
There were two girls.
There were two girls. Christina and Natasha. The booktube.
Oh.
What if we were like, can you actually do the booktube sisters song? And then I like re-release it with his version of the song.
Yes.
Ah!
And it had a bunny. Wait, can you remember the lyrics to your version?
I mean,
how does the song start?
It's like the book tubes. It starts with Jesse rapping. Like there were girls and they were went to the city. It's like kind of just like the regular one.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Then we do like
read
Angelica, or it's like Christine,
Natasha,
and Maureen.
And was Maureen the third?
Yeah, I think she was.
Yeah.
And Maureen. And Cass. And this. And that. And, da, 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 da. And it was like, we don't have the same dads. I can't remember the lyrics. I did this in 2016. I wrote it a long time ago, but it was like, I want a relation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is that?
Read.
And then it's like, you have to read these books if you want to go out with me.
Do you know that Heather still sings my name?
Natasha! Yeah, it was a fun time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it would be really cool to meet Lynn and just be like, hey, how, just like, can you freestyle this and I'll record it?
But just also to like interact with him. We'll make a TikTok or something and it'll make my life.
Well, my last person is Gillian Anderson, who plays Scully from X-Files, and of course so many other iconic roles. I really wanted to put like an older woman on my list just because I love wisdom, and she's had such a prolific career and she's so like free and open, and I don't know, I just think she's like just really cool. So would love to have dinner with her and just pick her mind on her life and her career and all of that.
Nice. Yeah, she seems like such a cool person.
Yes.
On that same note, like I really want to meet Lisa Kudrow. That's like that, just talking to her, I feel like I thinking of talking to her makes me want to cry. Like Phoebe Buffay had such a big impact on me, and like she made me laugh so much growing up in the darkest times. Like I would always turn on Friends and Phoebe and Chandler would like make me laugh. And I think she's just a comedic genius with like the way that she moves physically in her, everything she does. And she just seems like such a sweet person. Like I would love to her for her to be like a mentor and just like talk to her and pick her brain about like life and working in this industry and like get all the wisdoms, because I love her so much, and just like hearing her on Armchair Expert just endeared me to her further, and hearing her talk about what she remembers from Friends and stuff. So yeah, I love Lisa Kudrow so much.
She seems like a cool girl.
She does.
Kenny said went and found the BookTube Sisters video. I will be rewatching after.
Like, it's so hard for me to rewatch that video, but I did this past year. Like, but for the longest time, I didn't because I hate how my voice sounds, and I really wish that I got, like, someone else to pretend to, like, be singing it so I could lip sync. I was like...
I mean, I think it's a snapshot, and I'm glad you did it.
I know. I'm glad I did it. I just wish someone else sang for me so it would, like, sound stronger.
Yeah, but I'm glad you sang.
I just wish I could watch it better because I'm like, when I don't pay attention to the singing, I'm like really proud of it because I did spend a lot of time like blocking out like every single shot and how I wanted to look, and I had to like wrangle a lot of people. And they all showed up and we got all the shots and stuff, but yeah, I just like the music wasn't as good as it could be if there was actual like more singers on the line. Like Natasha was holding down the whole thing with her voice and my voice is like
Jenna,
silly voice, and Jenna was doing like the under vibes, I feel like, more than the actual lead.
Too bad we didn't know Heather back then.
I know. That would have been perfect.
That would have been perfect.
Would have been fucking perfect.
Her and Cole.
Yeah. Okay, I have one more. I want to meet Dax and Kristen. I have like dreams of having dinner with them. Like, it's crazy. I have such a strong parasocial relationship with Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell from Armchair Expert. I love them so much. I think they're amazing parents. And I just like want to hang out with them for the day and be friends. Like, they're so cool and sweet and interesting and insightful people.
They feel so attainable too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Being on Armchair Expert someday would be like
wild.
Such a bucket list goal. I don't know how I could get there. You have to be more famous or more expert in something or other. I'm like, I'm an expert on BookTube. Let me come talk about that. Like, no one cares. have to someday goals would be to get on.
I'm
there.
An expert on writing romance books, but also being single.
I'm an expert on the book world in the romance bubble and the YA bubble. Do you want to talk about it on Armchair Expert? Oh my god. I'm an expert on Friends, the TV show. I'm a Friends historian. You know what? Monica loves Friends. Maybe that's my aunt. Oh my god. Anyway, I just think they're really cool people. And whenever someone says something derogatory about Kristen Bell, I'm there and be like, excuse me, you don't even know Kristen Bell. And they're like, do you know her? And I'm like, actually, I do. I've literally listened to them for so many hours. I'm like, yes, I have a personal connection to Kristen Bell through the podcast. All right. Well, that concludes our list. Does anyone else in the chat have anybody that you want to shout out here? Lena says, watching Bridgerton reminds me of the live-action Cinderella era, and I thought no dress could ever outshine Lily James's ball gown until the Bridgerton team said, hold my corset. They outshined it so hard in so many ways, I feel like.
Cinderella. Oh my god, I have a hot take, because I don't think so. I think Cinderella's gown is so stunning and like large, like, and in charge.
I feel like most people think that. I just wasn't wowed by it because I didn't like the movie, I guess.
I don't like the Regency era of gowns. It's not my favorite silhouette.
Yeah. And I don't think it's my favorite either, but I just feel like I remember them more than I like her boring gown.
Her gown is not boring. How dare you say that? Oh my god, it's stunning with all the layers and the petticoats and the different colors and her corset, like, and then like the big with the,
it's pretty. I just don't like, I would want to wear it.
Okay.
Like, I see where you could admire it. Caitlin says, I need Elizabeth Swann or 1870s gowns, and I agree. I love, yes, Elizabeth Swann's gowns so much. Like, they're so beautiful.
Yes.
But I just, like, I guess it's because we have the dressmaker, and, like, that's a whole side plot. And, like, we have all these crazy, like, colorful dresses from the girls, the Nicholas. Oh my God, what is their last name?
The Featheringtons?
The Featheringtons, yeah. Yeah, like I just remember all that fashion more because it's a part of the plot a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But Anya? Oh, Anya says that I'd love to hang out with Amy Poehler, and so would I. Oh my yeah. God, I would
oh my God, be on her podcast
to just talk to Amy Poehler over lunch. She seems like the coolest, nicest person, and I would love to be her friend so much.
Yes.
All right, we're going to roll on into Mary Kiss Cliff.
Okay, well, Mary Kiss Cliff, I'm making this Friends edition.
All right, cool.
Monica, Rachel, or Phoebe? Who are you going to marry? Ooh. Who are you going to kiss? Who are you going to cliff?
Ooh. Let me think. I am going to kiss Phoebe, marry Monica, cliff Rachel.
Ooh.
I'm really sorry, Rachel. Monica is going to be the like nice yin to my yang there.
I think Monica and I are way too similar.
Yeah, probably for you. I just like Monica is going to clean stuff and help me stay clean and also make like really amazing food. Like I'm so Chandler-y. I think we'll fit.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to kiss Rachel, Mary, Phoebe, and Cliff Monica.
Wow. Interesting choices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But... it tracks.
It tracks.
It tracks. It's a hard one, though, because I love all of them.
I know. Me too.
I know. All right, guys. Well, that is going to wrap up our show. We are off to record Fangirl Tea Time, and we got lots to talk about today. And our show is edited by Emma Burton Vergard, Natasha Polis, Christine Riccio, and Alex Polis. Our music is by Cole Jenkins with vocals by Heather Traska. We are on social media. Make sure you're following the show on Instagram at Those Forking Fangirls. You could also follow us on TikTok at Those Forking Fangirls. And of course, YouTube, youtube.com/@ThoseForkingFangirls. We appreciate you listening and hanging with us so much. And we will see you next Friday. We have new episodes every Friday, unless you're a patron. And we will see you in a second for Fangirl Tea Time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.